Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, in our metaphysics, and in our relationships. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I expect to be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley at some point in the show. It's great to have you all here tonight. We're all watching. If you get a chance to go outside and look up right after sunset, you'll see Saturn and Jupiter close to the western horizon, getting closer and closer together. Saturn is at 29 degrees of Capricorn, the very last degree. Jupiter is in 27 degrees, hovering at the edge. And by right before the winter solstice, they change signs, go into Aquarius, and conjunct on the winter solstice, beginning a whole new political cycle. Now, it's every 20 years they conjunct. They're conjuncting this time in an air sign, bringing about the changes we hope to see, a deconstruction from the political intensity of the last couple of years while Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto were all conjunct in Capricorn, and the beginning of a new, more social justice-oriented, group-oriented, circular, connected phase of our political career. Now, starting over again, in Aquarius, it's still a Saturn-ruled sign. So instead of being the big man, it can be groups that end up kind of restricting or trying to say who can do what. You know, we have to make sure that all of those groups stay close to our heart and alive in the process. And before that, in a week, today is the 7th, on the 14th, we'll have meeting, we will have a solar eclipse at 23 degrees of Aquarius, of Sagittarius, and that is within 2 degrees of Donald Trump's moon. We are hoping that it will help him move, because the home has to do with moving. But we'll talk about the changes that he is experiencing at this time. Now, all of us may be having an eclipse close to something. If your energy has been flowing and you're all caught up on the homework of that place, an eclipse, you'll barely feel it. If the energy is blocked or you've been resisting a process, then you will feel that eclipse unblock that energy and start moving forward. And I think I'm joined by Mark Woltz.
Hello, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And how is New York tonight? Having trouble hearing you.
Oh, let me try. Hello? Okay.
Yes, hi, there you are. How are you tonight, and how is
New York? We're moving into the next season.
Mm-hmm. Totally appropriate at this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the moon is in Virgo tonight, directly opposed Neptune as we talk. So I've been editing all day. How have you been experiencing that Virgo moon, Mark?
Just work,
mm-hmm.
which is appropriate.
It's a good moon for working. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing household chores. Rin is at the very moment changing out a light fixture in the hallway. So if I hear a sudden zort, then I have to go out and check and see if she's electrocuted herself. But so far, so good. We have, but it is a good time when that moon in Virgo to tend to ourselves and our work. It's a quarter moon. It's And in that last quarter moon here, we have, because in a week, it will be a new moon solar eclipse. in that quarter moon, it's a nervy kind of time with the moon opposed Neptune, and they both square the sun and Mercury in Sagittarius. You know, it's a great mutable combination, but it can leave people kind of, their nerves are zinging. Now, the sun is forming a trine to, it's squaring Neptune and trining Mars in the next couple of days.
Right.
So, you know, that can mean we're not quite sure what we're doing, but we have a lot of energy to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which can be great for finishing up our work or decorating our halls. I'm really noticed that since Mercury and the Sun have gone into Sagittarius, people are having an even harder time staying put during quarantine. How are people being in New York about wearing masks and behaving?
Well, they're all complaining that it's gone on too long. And they're saying, we didn't sign up for this. Now, who did sign up for it? I don't know.
Yeah, they're very crabby. We have a bar guy in Staten Island, and he's declared it a free zone. And last week they went to arrest him because they've done it a couple times, and he ran over the cop. And the guy's got a couple broken legs and like 5 broken bones. And he's like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, you drove over a cop. That's like not good. You know?
Yeah. No, that will not go well. And I think people are going a little nutty around that.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, you know, finding a way of exercising your freedom of right within safe confines is important. Yeah. You know, how can people act out safely or have a place to put this energy, rebel against the germ, not rebel against each other? Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see. How have you been watching this last few weeks of Jupiter and Saturn in Capricorn? It's really beautiful to watch them getting closer together.
Oh, I know. They're really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Yahoo had it on its thing, you know, the 800-year cycle. It hasn't happened in 800 years. I'm like, go Yahoo. Look at you. But yeah, they're beautiful up there. I'm earth. I'm like air. We want some air. Go to air. I'm ready for that shift because I do find this time tiring. Mercury aspecting Neptune, the Sun aspecting Neptune. I'm just like ready to go to bed. You know, I just like, all right, I'm done. I gotta go to bed now. Yeah, it's interesting energy because it's very, and it does feel so old and tired, like it's been there. It's just been in Capricorn forever. Can you get out of Capricorn? And we know it's going to fly into Aquarius, so it's going to feel so much better once it shifts. But until it does shift, it's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like having thick mud on your shoes.
Yeah. It's a good analogy, Mark, yeah. And you're like, really?
And we know we're blasting out of it, but still it is the impatience with getting this done. It's like, find what, how I'm using it is I know that when everything goes into Aquarius and after the, even next week after the solar eclipse, I'm not going to want to be doing the same old, same old. So I'm trying to get as much work done, much kind of projects finished, articles written, things done before it gets worse, and see if that can help us get organized.
Mars is moving forward, yeah. But this week also Pluto squares Eris, so it's the energy of discord is particularly high. And you know, the last time it happened was Kobe Bryant, and then and the impeachment, and then it was the Bolton book. And Ghislaine Maxwell getting picked up, so I'm curious how it's going to show up this week, you know, because it's got a little bit of a contentious energy to her. But it's also
Does.
It's also kind of going, all right. So this is third of five, And, you know, I think one of the things that happens, you know, and I, you know, somebody said this to me, I thought it was kind of profound. You know, when you say people, do they want change? They go, yeah, yeah, I want change. And they go, do you want to change? And you go, no, not me. You can change, you know. So, you know, it's this is our opportunity to look at our lives and figure out where we're going to change things, you know, or more importantly, why we're going to change it, you know. So I had the no pasta, lose some weight conversation with the doctor. I'm proud to announce if I make it 4 more days, I'll have gone 2 months with no pasta. That said,
wow,
I know, and I lost a little weight too. But I'm like, really, no pasta? And I'm like, you can't have pasta again. You just can't have it now.
Yeah.
Choose against it. You know, choose, because the cranky is like, and you have to go, okay, I know. And then, you know, you do like with a little kid, you distract, you deflate, you defer, you kind of move them over so that they move into a new space.
One day at a time, dear. One day at a time. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. That all you can do is make that decision today. No pasta today.
Yeah.
No violence today, you know. Mm-hmm. No going out without your mask on today. Just like one more step.
Yeah.
You know, well, and one of the things I want to come back to that sat with the day, the coming winter solstice as Jupiter and Saturn head into Aquarius, that same day Mars will be squaring Pluto for the third time. And I just get the feeling, you know, we until that's over, we won't really see the end of, you know, I think that'll be the last gasp of the efforts to get Trump in there, and we know they're not happening, but it's still kind of ripping up the country in the process. Once that era changes.
Yeah. Well, it's the shift to air, and it's kind of like out of earth and territorial and fighting, and it's also the Capricorn ingress. You know, the sun had, you know, zero Capricorn, so it gets out of that Sag energy. Of, you know, I'm going to argue for arguing's sake just because I can, right? Lower form Sag, not all higher, apologies to the higher form Sages. But, you know, it's kind of a, well, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. It's like, candles running all over the place. So as they slowly extinguish, you know, you think about the votive candles, and they slowly go out one by one as you're sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always like to wait and watch them go out, and then they go out when you're not looking, you know, kind of thing. So as they go out, you know, that can help a little bit. But I also think it is the Mars square Pluto is the third pass, which asks us to kind of look and say, where are we going? And I know it's a competitive aspect, too. It's, you know, my sister was a basketball coach. I would look at the kids, and they all had Mars-Pluto aspects because they're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But Mars squares Pluto does say, okay, the competition's over. Now where are we going? What's the next chapter? Let's move forward. So we'll see. We'll see if he behaves. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I was raised when you lost, you did so graciously that my grandfather was a referee and a coach. My sister was a coach. You didn't. You know, she had a bad call on the last shot of a championship, and she lost the championship because of a bad ref call. And the commissioner of the NCAA was like, you know, oh wow, you know, it was actually featured on ESPN, right? And she took the call. She took the call. She didn't go in and complain. They made a bad call. Blah, 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 blah. It was a bad call. Everybody saw it. It was on camera. The commenters commented on it, and the guy complimented her, and she's like, "Yeah, I didn't win the fucking championship, you know." But I she was number two, but she, you know, but you know, that's like good sportsmanship, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah, because the referee is part of the whole process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, he's fighting with the referees. You know.
Yeah, and not every ball is thrown perfectly. Not every call is made perfectly.
Right.
Yeah.
So kind of scanning back over this week, tonight Mercury semi-squares Pluto. There's that kind of tension in the air we were talking about with the moon square, the sun, and Mercury anyway, and opposed Neptune. Tomorrow, though, we see the moon forms a trine with all the Capricorn lineup and then heads into Libra. on Thursday, on Wednesday, I think, the Sun squares Neptune, and then Venus sextiles Pluto. So the middle of the week may have some more ideas about the future. Mercury will also be semi-squaring Saturn. The middle of the week may have some ideas about where we're going. We may see more of Biden's plans for the future. We see people getting into line. And it's a good time to use the 9th and the 10th to make plans, to talk to people, to help them, you know, to hear what they're, where they're going next and how they're handling it, and what you can do in short-term and medium-range plans. Have something to do to keep yourself busy as the Sun trines Mars on the 11th, and keep that busy. Now, the Moon heads into Scorpio late on the 10th. It'll be in Scorpio on the 11th, so not everything people do will be wonderful. but watch out for, I would say, the left hook thrown by the Scorpionic personalities on the 11th and 12th. And then take some time on the 13th to let yourself space out. Mercury squares Neptune, and we need to kind of take a deep breath. That would be a great time to do seasonal Christmassy things and get yourself, you know, have a moment away from the griminess of this point in life before we step into the next phase, because the 14th is that solar eclipse. It is the beginning of a new cycle, and we'll see some interesting changes from there. Mm-hmm. And Mark, what are you thinking about this eclipse coming up?
Mm-hmm. What jumps out to me is Venus and Juno conjunct, and Lilith and Uranus conjunct. So
very interesting combination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would expect to hear something from the ladies.
From the ladies, I like that.
Yeah.
From the ladies. Yeah, we're going to see some interesting pieces of politics, I think, from that. But we'll see what else happens about relationships. What I would ask you with those combinations is to be a little extra careful of your relationships and be careful of sudden decisions. This is eclipse season can help end long-term relationships that should have ended a while ago. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people break up for no particularly good reason when they really just need a night off from each other.
Right.
So if you feel some strong and sudden intention, take a deep breath and see if you need to just make a minor shift instead of a major shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a lot of energy around blowing it up, you know, because it's fire signs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we are at the ending of a cycle, but what cycles are we at the end of? It could be the end of a habit, not the end of a relationship.
Pasta.
Yeah, pasta, and ending your relationship with pasta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pasta, I've broken up. I should start a new relationship with
pasta
exercise.
Pasta is mourning, yes. At least, yeah, just deep breathing exercises right now. So let's call take a caller and see where we go from here. Let's see. Area code 901-240, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Terrell, and my birthday is August 8, 1980.
August 8,
19. What year?
1980.
Okay.
1980. And what time?
9:16 p.m.
That's my mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. 9:16 p.m. and where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. And how can we help you? What's your question tonight?
Well, I got a lot, but I'll stick with the one that's been kind of nagging me most. Basically, romance, love life.
It looks like it's been tricky for the past year because all the planets that are giving everybody else sick have been squaring planets in your house of relationship. And what are you seeing here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a Leo and a Pisces rising, so what that does is it makes you be a kind of a hopeless romantic, and I mean that in a very kind way. I love hopeless romantics. The Pisces rising, you see their soul. And, of course, the sun in Leo is, you know, you were raised, you had a good mother who raised you well. Go, hi, Mama. But you also then have, you know, the chart can sometimes pull in people that are a little more critical than, you know, are good for you, is the way I'm gonna say it. And so part of the energy that you're going to be having over this next year is finding someone that, you know, you're really pretty serious about. So that's the good news, because you're having really good aspects about, like, well, what are your hopes and dreams? You're starting a huge new cycle around, like, what do you actually want in a partner? And so that's good. And then you also have, you know, the last 5 months or 5.5 months or so, you've been very practical about what relationships are. So I'm gonna give you a book that I like to recommend for people that are working on relationship stuff. It's called Calling in the One. It's by Catherine Woodward Thomas. And it talks about a lot about what you're looking for in a relationship. You do have very lovely aspects this year for relationship to come in, and you're more serious than you've been in previous years because the sun went over Saturn, which usually is kind of I've adjusted what I'm looking for, right? And I would encourage you, you know, it's hard when you're a nice guy. A lot of times people go, well, like, you're nice. And you're like, is that a problem? And it is sometimes, because you're going to see their souls. You're not going to see if they're nice to you. There's a Betty Who song, if I'm good to you, will you be good to me? That's how simple love can be. And so you've got good aspects for relationship. You progress Venus is in Leo now. But I find that book is helpful for defining what you're really looking for, and then you're able to kind of pull in a partner that matches. But I would say to you, this next cycle with Jupiter and Saturn meeting on your midheaven, you're getting very clear about what your hopes and dreams are. And so it's a real forward motion time for you. So that would be – but it also is, you do see their souls. You don't always look at their bad behavior. And that can sometimes be a problem. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And also you're kind of – it looks like you're clearing – that your defenses can be a little striking too. There's a fear in you of being rejected. You see into their souls, but taking the risk of letting them see into you can be a little tricky. So sometimes you just need to be a little bit more like, this is who I am, and this is what I'm doing. Now, mm-hmm. It looks like your confidence is growing around your work, and that it, as you get better and more comfortable at your job, or kind of step forward in your work, that's one of the ways that you meet people, is through your work and through taking on responsibilities. And the next, you know, 2 years are, you know, some really good time for you to take on training and take on responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're waiting for relationship, work. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one other thing, just let me know, even though I'm born in Memphis, Tennessee, I currently stay in Moore, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be there by some chance, or will be here?
You usually meet them at work, or you meet them through other people. Mm-hmm. This is not a great chart for internet dating. You know, a friend of a friend. Yeah. You know anybody you can introduce me to? That's how you meet them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you want to make sure who you're meeting. You have solid impressions of, and your own impressions, mm-hmm. it's hard to make them solid. You give a lot of leeway one way or another, so having a mutual friend would be really helpful, or a group, meeting somebody in a group or in your work situation,
mm-hmm.
because then there are other people with impressions, and you can kind of corroborate what your feeling is about a new person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So And that is becoming
okay.
more clear for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And your progressed Juno is coming to your Saturn, so this is a year when your chart is really serious about commitment. So
yeah.
I think it's right on the edge, it's right on the precipice, but it's having a clear vision of what that looks like. And hitting up your friends to hit you up with people, say, hey, do you know anybody? Or just kind of saying to people, you know, I'm looking to date.
I'm
you know, you're kind of quiet, so they may not think you're interested that way. And I know you're a little shy, but, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, if you know anybody, because you get along well with women. They like you. So just asking them if they have a friend who might be interested, that's a way to do it. You meet well through friends of friends or friends. People go, oh, my sister, my cousin, my whatever. Always take those blind dates. So.
Good luck. We're gonna say goodbye now and go on to another caller. You know, it looks like the more you let people see what a wonderful person you are, the luckier you will be. Okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's see, who else do we have? Do you have somebody on the air?
Yes.
I don't. Hello?
Okay. Let's try. Hello, area code 646-474. You're on the air. How
hello?
Can we help you? Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. Life is getting a little busy. I'll give you my birthday and time, I guess.
Okay.
February 2nd, 1972, at 11 a.m.
And where?
Bronx, New York.
Bronx. And what's your question?
Well, I got a lot going on. I'm about to move across the country. My relationship just kind of completely fell apart, and it's just very anxiety-producing time right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good to move.
Mm-hmm.
February 2, you said, right, 1972?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Yep. It's good to relate.
And where
fell
are
apart.
You moving to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm moving to California.
Mm-hmm. Northern California?
Southern, Palm Springs area.
Okay. You might find that there's 11 a.m. is a rough approximation. So when you get a more, if you're sure that it is within a few minutes of 11 a.m., we could do a solar map, but I have a feeling you might be a few minutes off on that.
That's all I got.
But it looks like
what's on my birth certificate. Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes they round up a bit. You have, Neptune's going back and forth over your Venus and oppose your moon for a while. So you're kind of not going to really be sure where you're living. But you've got a lot of energy to make some good changes right now. Saturn and Jupiter are coming up to your Mercury, kind of help you be sane and sensible through this and get some good things done. Saturn's, so there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of work coming up, but I think it will really support you. Anne, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good you broke up with whoever, because you're done. There's a real fundamental doneness with that because you're starting this whole new chapter. And I know it's a little hard because your chart, you like being relationships, and I'm not meaning this in a mean way. You're fussy about who you like. Your chart doesn't go oh yeah, I like you a lot easily, right? So but this is a whole new big cycle starting for you, and it's really important because you're kind of leaving behind. And on some level, you knew that it was a good thing to end because of the cycle's finishing and this new beginning. So I think you're going to like – I moved you to Palm Springs. I think you're going to like it. You're living on your Venus line out there.
Okay.
And you're moving that dynamic of relationship, lover, friend. You're making it partner now. So California works better for you for relationships. The chart doesn't really have any trouble with work because of your Virgo moon and your North Node in Aquarius. You're good at work, but the relationship dynamic is always one of those where your chart goes, I see their soul with my Pisces, but then I see their reality where they're clipping their toenails in the bed with their Virgo moon. So when you move to California, it's a little easier. Mark, what do you
think? A little
better.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. I just want to wrap it up.
You're in a good stage for realigning. Go ahead and let yourself realign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry about the relationship part, though, but it's good to hear that it's beneficial and positive moving forward.
Yeah.
You can move. It's a big move.
And just be very kind to yourself around anxiety for the next few weeks, because you may feel anxious
heavy.
And just go like, that's just That's just how I'm feeling. That's not really the truth. And that we're,
yes,
I'm going to be fine.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you
yes.
take care.
Thank you so much.
And we have 10
you.
Seconds left. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And?
Ann Orley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Mark
and
Waltz.
Mark.
Mark Waltz saying see you next week.
Have a great eclipse, folks. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Decide what you want to let go of and what you're creating room for. Take
and
care.
Release, release, release. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.